Mike Stone?
You got Ken and BZ, Sophie and Mike, fee for a ride. The people want to know, was the mic still on? I'm saying.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. I guess, you know, what's up?
What's going on?
We're chilling, waiting on FIFO as usual.
As usual. Sophie, you got more baby hair this time.
You know, I had to put some water in my shit because that shit was dry and I had to put some gel in that. It was just a lot going on. So,
because last time you just had like a little mask.
It's because I put it up in a bun.
Oh.
Yeah.
Anyway. When is the Beyonce tour?
In September?
Why you say here, Beyonce tour?
That's a lie. It's in August.
Right.
Why you say Beyonce tour?
It's here in Atlanta.
Because it's Beyonce's. I mean,
it is.
Really?
No, it's on the run. It's both of them.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Is it really?
We know the truth. We know the truth.
Okay. We all know the truth.
I was just wondering why you, it was funny that you said
because we know the truth. That's what it is. It's okay.
Right, like, so, give Jason credit.
Wait. So the
he's
first
there as on a crutch.
Are you going?
Wow.
Are you going to?
Nah.
You're not going?
Nah. Yeah, well,
what happened?
Because he knows it's Beyonce's story.
You were like his number one.
It's a Beyonce and Jay-Z, so I'm not.
He's not going because he knows it's a Beyonce tour. That's why.
I don't understand the diss, though. So are they just doing songs from the album, or are they doing songs from each other's catalogs?
Both.
No, well, what I was saying is he said Beyonce tour, but I think they both hold their own.
Because
I did see the first one they put it out on HBO or something like that. And yeah, I thought they both really...
That was good.
Okay.
But...
Okay. So why is this one different?
I don't know. I just feel like Jay-Z be limping around and shit, sweating, tired as fuck.
He's old.
Yeah, exactly.
Isn't she like 10 years younger than him or something?
Basically.
Or 20 years younger than
she's
him?
She's a way better performer than he is. And so that's why I think that she, you know, he's kind of there as a crutch. And she's there like, hey guys.
She is more of an entertainer.
For sure.
No, absolutely.
But audience-wise, who's bringing... Obviously, Beyonce's bringing more, but what do you think the ratio is?
I don't even think that's obviously, though. They both sell out stadiums.
No, I'm sure, but on this,
yeah.
For this,
it's Beyonce. It's probably, my God, it's probably like, I would probably say 70-30.
Wow. Here we go with that 70-30. Well, y'all said 80-20.
Really? Beyonce 70, Jay-Z 30?
Absolutely, yeah.
Absolutely not.
No Jay-Z fan got on Beyonce's Instagram the day that she announced the launch of the tour and was like, oh my God.
That's a different type of fan, though.
And they wouldn't be on Instagram.
Yeah, they're not going to do that. But yo, people go hard for Jay-Z, like for real.
It's on MySpace.
Right.
Facebook.
Friendster.
Exactly.
Facebook.
Trying to figure out what's going on.
Friendster?
Yeah. I think I agree with Sophie here.
I mean, it is.
Really?
There's nothing to disagree about. It just.
Hey, did you just fight, bitch?
Wait a minute.
Well, no,
did you
not
see the first one? Did you see that? What I'm talking about, the documentary?
Like, I didn't see
crowd
it.
Was going crazy when Jay-Z
no,
comes
I'm
out.
No, I'm talking about the. So, what was the ratio of.
You think fans there?
How can
now,
you tell?
Yeah, it's no way you can really tell.
But
I
you
guess.
Saw the crowd.
No. I'm saying that they respond all the same is what I'm saying.
No, so yeah, it's just average out. Jay-Z's mainstream.
It's different sometimes because like she'll do the whole thing where she's like, you know, he'll be like, give it up for Beyonce. And everybody goes crazy as fuck. And she's like, give it up for my husband, Jay. And everyone's like, okay.
No.
There have been videos like that. You just don't see him because you're not, you know.
I don't know, man.
But Jay has enough mainstream hits to get a reaction from.
Yes,
right.
He has hits.
So that's what
see, this is what you're doing. That's not what I'm arguing. I'm not saying he don't have hits. I'm just saying at this point in his career, he's been peaked. This is Beyonce's peak. And I think that you're not going to sit here and tell me in 2018, Jay-Z has peaked. Like he's still on his peak.
And to that point, because of the hits he has,
right? It's not about a
audience.
Peak.
The audience, the 70% that's there to see Beyonce, will react to Jay-Z songs because they're just fucking hits. So they already know the songs,
right?
Regardless,
okay.
So that's why, to me, I agree with the 70-30 split because Jay-Z, because of the number of hits he's had on the radio, they're gonna sing them anyway.
Yeah,
right. Because
that's a good point.
Okay, so maybe I'm not following.
She's just saying the crowd's not there for Jay-Z either. They're for Beyonce.
Right.
She's not saying
that's
like
true.
That Jay-Z whack
true.
Or nothing.
Yeah. I guess like to say he's a crutch then is that is.
Oh,
I get what you're saying now. I didn't get it. At
I
first.
Get what you. I get it in the sense of like, okay, they're buying a ticket for me because I'm a prime example, right? I said I'm not even going to it, and I'm a Jay fan,
right?
So
and his other Jay fans is probably just like you. That's
like me.
That's like I don't need another one. Yeah. Well,
that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
You didn't like that crutch word. That kind of
it's not that
nerve.
I didn't like it.
Struck
just, a nerve no, I don't you. Think that's accurate. I don't think crutch is accurate.
Well, we'll see in the review.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, I agree.
He might need a crutch with his old ass.
Well,
for real, he be looking like he limps like after.
No, he's old. He's definitely older. Last concert I went to, he looked.
Does he have a hype man? Or is it just him?
Nah, it's the way he does.
It's just
weird,
him?
Man. It's weird, but yeah, it works the stage.
His heavy breathing is his hype, man.
It's weird the way he works the stage. Like, I think somebody described it as like he's painting a picture or something. Like, he walks.
What?
And it's just the way.
That bullshit.
No,
he's painting a picture.
It's good. It's like very minimal
effort
movement. Not effort, but it's like it's entertaining.
It's a minimalist approach.
He's not jumping around.
It doesn't seem like a lot, but
it's that's a lot at the same time.
Nah,
I'm not saying he won't.
Nas does,
but he's always done that. But he's always done that, for us. I know. Jay is really good at it.
Yeah, Jay.
He's good at being slow and just walking around the stage.
Nah, it's just the way he does it.
It's
the way he
can.
You, because you've been to a great concert.
You've seen it, right?
I guess I'll see and let you guys know.
It's dope, man. Yeah. It's really dope. It's like, how is he doing that? Like,
I can't be tricking me to think this is a good performance.
Yeah, it's almost
basically.
Like that.
Yeah.
No. I'm dead ass though. No. Because it's like
real
shit. Yeah.
Real shit, Mike. Real shit.
For real,
no, for real, you guys.
Like, you laughing.
Yeah,
you laughing.
I'm going to say,
because
no,
it's like real,
it feels like that. I'm like, why is this entertaining?
That's funny. I'm laughing because Beyonce tricked me into go seeing him. But I mean, it's fine.
Oh, hell no.
I mean, I was gonna go regardless. Like, I'm not gonna go because he's there. But it's just like,
You're just a Beyonce
stan. That's
no,
all.
I mean, this. That's what we'll talk about
you're
it.
You're not a Jay fan.
We'll you're damn right.
Who plays last? She closes the showdown, right? So he opens for her.
They come out together.
They do.
No, they have a very sickening opener, and I'm very excited for them as well. It's Beyonce's artist, Chloe and Halle. They
sickening?
Blew up. Yeah.
Is that a positive thing these days?
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Really?
Yeah.
I know that is.
It's
you say that's sick. That's always been a thing.
Sickening.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's a difference.
I said, oh my God, the opener is fucking sick.
Yeah.
Like, okay, yeah, they were terrible.
They were terrible, right.
I think it stems from queer terminology. Like, you know how they say queen, stan, all that stuff.
Yeah, I've heard sickening.
Yeah, that's one of those terms.
So, got it.
Yeah. But
I don't know a lot of queens, unfortunately.
So yeah.
Be on it.
I just roll with it.
You watch that Pose show?
Pose?
Yeah.
No, but if somebody knows where to link me to find episodes, I want to watch the entire thing.
Well, anyway, if you do decide to go raw, you should definitely go to SeatGeek, man. Use the code Dead In.
Way to wheel that in. Way to wheel that in.
Code Dead In, man.
Hey, what would I get?
Hey, you get $20 off your first
purchase. This thing go ass. Hey, what would I get?
What's I got? Y'all got to put Dead In or something
dead
like
in.
That?
Oh, my fucking in. God. This is the worst commercial of life. Yep. This is the worst commercial of a life.
All out, too. Oh, man.
What I get?
Right.
What I get?
Yeah, made me think of that commercial. Sorry, my brother, you got to get your own.
Oh no, my brother,
you got to get your own.
I love.
Oh, my shit, man.
Yeah.
That's you all day, though.
Man, did nobody own that fucking record though? That compilation. What's the compilation?
Right. It was like some soul.
They have a million times.
Have they? I know Living Color did.
Oh, maybe that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I think you think about Living Color.
Oh, no. Yep.
You got to get your own.
That's classic.
That is classic shit.
Oh, Radio Public still a thing?
Yeah, it is. It is. Shout out to everybody that's been listening, man. So yeah, keep that up.
Are we on Spotify? I know people been bugging us about Spotify.
To get on Spotify.
Isn't it such a complicated process to get on there?
It is.
Or something? Like, don't they have to like pick us or something?
You can go through a distributor.
Okay.
Which is what we're trying to do. But even I think they've opened that up.
So many people are trying to.
Yep.
Womp, womp, womp.
And they don't have the approval process nailed down yet. So they're backlogged. But we're trying, folks. We're really trying to get on there, so give us some time.
All right, well, I'll let you guys know what I think about the tour. I'll give you like a little recap after I go. I mean, obviously I'm gonna be there for Beyonce, but I mean, if Jay-Z surprises me with something, then I won't hate.
Maybe Jay will be like a backup dancer or something.
He can't dance. Well, okay, sure,
do that thing.
No, he'll just do his
little single lady. No, he did that. The little hand thing.
So topics on a whim. Okay, so something that I really wanted to talk about. This is so random. I did not believe this when I saw this yesterday, but I guess Nicki Minaj is, I don't know.
What's she in D now?
It might be too early to say this, and people might be upset if I say this, but I really do think that we might have seen Nicki Minaj peak. I'm not going to say it all the way yet. Like, I'm not going to completely commit to that. I'm going to wait until her album comes out to see, you know, like what that's looking like. But to be honest, There was something that she DM'd to somebody who, I guess, spoke about her online. So this is basically what it said.
Yeah, it's somebody. It's cool. Really, no, it's anonymous.
No, no, no. The person, you can see their account. But
oh, it's just a random person.
Yeah, really. They exposed it.
I think she's a journalist. I didn't do too much research on who she is as a person, but
no,
I think
we
she
don't
was
do research. We don't need that.
Yeah, okay. She was
uninformed.
Of course. I guess I don't know if this was a thread or whatever, but she ended up tweeting the following. You know how dope it would be if Nikki just put out mature content, no silly shit, just reflecting on past relationships, being a boss, hardships, etc. She's touching 40 soon. A new direction is needed.
Damn, she almost 40.
It's probably early 30s, but you know, people be reaching. Just, you know, whatever. And she responded with this DM that people thought was fake, but you know how you can, the new update on iPhone lets you like scroll through like your video or whatever. So she proved that it was real. And this is what Nicki Minaj responded. At first, you know, like when somebody, I guess doesn't follow you or whatever, mm-hmm. they have to like DM you, but it's like in the outside DMs and then you have to approve it.
Right.
So yeah. That's what happens. Yeah. So she approved her request, to let her talk to her. And this is what Nicki Minaj wrote. When your ugly ass was 24, you were pushing 30, question mark. I'm 34. I'm touching 40, question mark, LOL. And what does that have to do with my music? Eat a dick, you hating asshole. Got the nerve to have a tranny flag on your page. You must not have heard the pink print or pills and potions, bed and lies. Bed of lies, save me. My recent feature with Alicia Keys, Tasha Cobbs, you just stay jealous. I'm rich, famous, intelligent, pretty, and go. What? Anyways, but wait, leave my balls. Tired of you sucking them. And then she commented this other thing. I dropped my album almost 4 years ago. So my bad. I'm 35. So at 31, how about you get like me? Why don't you ask me to help you get rich? Been on top and I ain't going nowhere, ho.
Ain't no, that's what she do.
You go, what?
Yeah, so, I mean, it's basically gone viral at this point.
Nikki.
I mean,
damn,
it's just exactly. So, I mean, I don't know if y'all have thoughts on that. I agree with the original tweet.
She used the T word.
The what?
What's the T word?
Yeah, just saying.
We can say that.
Trini.
Trini. Oh. It sounded like you said Trini.
No, yeah, like that's what I like the too. Trini flag, Trinidadian.
Oh.
Okay.
Sorry.
We're all here. Welcome.
Yeah. Kind of, sort of.
Yeah. Sort of.
My bad. Well, I was confused when you said it.
I thought, yeah.
I got you. I'm with you, kid.
Uncultured swines. It's okay.
No, yes. I mean, I'm just.
No.
It sounded.
Pronunciation.
Whoa.
Pronunciate your words.
So, yeah, thoughts?
Wow.
So why do you equate that to she's reached her peak?
Well, I just feel like it's very obvious that Nicki Minaj is very sensitive, and I would even go out to say insecure about where she stands. Maybe
Cardi B's taking the spot.
It's not even Cardi. I think that she realizes. I think Nicki Minaj feels like, you know, she was the only you know, female rapper for a long time, and she wants, you know, credit, I think, for opening, I guess, this gate or pathway or whatever back for people to, you know, like, I guess, pursue, you know, being women in rap or whatever. And there's so many dope female rappers. People aren't looking just to her anymore. It's like you go to these award shows and stuff and she's not the only person in a category that, you know, is automatically going to win it. And I think that makes her uncomfortable. And I think she's just been lashing out lately, you know, because of that. So
because she knows the end. She knows the end.
Because she knows she has competition now. Yeah. And it's like it shows in her music. And who knows who was writing for her, if she had people writing for her. You know, she claims that, you know, that's something that she does a lot or whatever. But
yeah, because then she dropped like two songs that nobody cared for.
It was like so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People like Chun-Li. They don't like the other one.
Chun-Li
like,
is okay until she starts singing. I don't understand why.
Who told Nicki that she can go out there and sing on?
Who told her that?
Two or three.
Drake?
How many albums she got? What was it, Pink Print and then the one after
Pink
that?
Print,
one?
Pink Print, Pink.
She did this to herself when she decided to switch up her style and go pop.
Well, that's when she was trying to get her white fans.
And that shit didn't work.
It did work. What are you talking about?
It absolutely
worked. She put on all types of wigs and different types of shit.
That was the best thing she ever did.
Yeah, that was the best thing she ever did. And then she came.
Why did she come running back to hip hop?
Because she probably got threatened.
She
feels threatened.
Yeah, yeah. She feels threatened. I mean, yeah.
But she put out an album after that.
No,
right?
I don't know.
A rap. That's why she's saying, like, I think in her lyrics that y'all making me rap again or something like that.
Right. Yeah. Or she never dropped the album. I'm trying to. Because I know she did the electro pop, the pop album or whatever.
Starship, I forgot what it, right? Yeah, Starship or whatever that was called. That was when she was on 106 and Park with all types of wigs and shit and all types of crazy ass costumes, almost like on her Lady Gaga, except like, you know, dollar store version of it.
Yeah.
Which album had Anaconda on it?
The most recent, Pink Print.
We didn't review that.
Yeah. I don't even know what Pink Print
is. So that's when she came back to.
I have no clue. I never even heard it.
Yeah, even before she came out with, I think like Looking Ass Nigga, the one, it was a music video shot in black and white. She was spitting like for real.
Yeah, that's the one with the Malcolm X cover.
Yeah.
Yeah, she got flack for that.
Yeah.
That was a minute ago because Pink Print came out around like J. Cole's album, Forest Hill Drive. I remember.
And everybody knows that that's the best project that she's ever released. Which, I mean...
Pink Print is?
Yeah.
Oh.
So.
I thought it was the one FIFO, like...
Yeah, that's when she went back to
that. Wait, what is that? The
first one.
What is that called?
I don't remember.
is it something with pink in it?
Yeah.
Well...
Pink Friday?
Pink Friday.
Oh! There was that. I forgot what songs are on that. But anyways, it's very apparent that she's threatened. And I was just kind of shocked, even to me, that she would say something like that. That's why a lot of people thought it was fake.
I didn't need that in order
to know that she feels threatened. Like, I feel Cardi B. Her actions has been showing that lately.
It's just so.
I didn't even need that.
Yeah. That's
you
crazy.
You could tell she seems threatened.
Yeah. It's like her music feels forced.
So for even her with what we just talked about, her BET performance, how she was, you know, she looked tired. And when you said, you know, she looked out of shape, but not, you know.
Maybe she's pregnant.
Oh, trying to. Definitely
get a Cardi B on.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Maybe she's real life pregnant. Maybe that's why she couldn't jump around.
Cardi B jumping around.
Did you ever watch Cardi B is crazy though.
Just saying.
A lot. When you're fucking, you don't realize that you jump around too much, that motherfucker might just go pop.
Yeah, he might.
She's crazy.
Nah,
Nicki's a little bit, you know, more even keel than Cardi.
You think so?
Y'all. You sit down and watch an interview with Nicki Minaj. It's like, okay, I take this in. You watch Cardi. It's like, I need fucking subtitles. A translator.
Well, that's because she's bilingual.
No, that's not.
That's because she's bilingual.
That's racist.
That's racist.
How is that racist?
How you do the voice? That's racist. She does not talk like that. No, that's just her being goofy. That's not a bilingual shit. Cardi. Yeah.
Okay.
I've talked to plenty of Spanish women, though nobody talk like that but Cardi B.
Okay. Well, I mean, she's also from the Bronx, so.
It's more the Bronx.
Okay, well,
then.
And
it is her being bilingual.
Bilingual, Bronx, stripper, all that shit.
I honestly think Nicki should just quit rapping and just pursue acting or something.
Just to see.
Is she a good actor?
Yeah, just be like, okay, she should have pulled a Pitbull and just said, look, stuff. I already dropped my hip-hop joint, and now I'm just straight pop.
Go like Eve?
Yeah, just be on
Oh, you said
she kind of almost seems like she is, though. Because she putting out shit with Ariana that Grande and all this other.
No. But now she's back to rapping because I'm telling you, she feels threatened now.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No. She came back to rap with the Pink Print before there was a threat. Now that Cardi B's around,
she feels like pressed to do it even better or something.
She was
which
being threatened before that, remember?
Mm-hmm. I mean,
Iggy
was pissed.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
Kim was pissed. They
Iggy
were coming at her. That, and,
well, oh my god,
was Iggy gone by that point?
I don't know. Iggy's coming back though.
I know. I can't wait.
I'm sure you can.
The White Print.
Wow.
Everybody told her to pursue modeling and she went against our.
Wait, who modeling?
No.
Iggy Azalea?
We told her to get into everybody was campaigning for her to get into modeling because she got all that surgery and everything finally settled and softened and she was looking good with all her pictures. You know, she was looking good
think
or whatever.
A good model.
If you look at her pictures, she would be like a cute little like Instagram model selling like tea and shit.
Her career.
She doesn't look like a model. She looks more like a model.
Well,
like,
yeah.
She'd be like good on like on a, like
that's
an
what
Instagram
she's talking
model.
About. That's
yeah,
what
that's what I just
thought. She meant like a real model.
I mean, not like a run. No, not runway. But you know,
or even print.
I feel like I could see Iggy Azalea doing like you know some like collabs with like different like.
Okay.
clothing lines or whatever. But, you know, she wants to be back in her music thing. And she even posted saying, you know, basically shut the fuck up. Let me do my music thing. I mean, she can if she wants to.
Yeah, she's a new classic.
Oh, my God. Stop.
I thought they had got Iggy up out of here, though. I thought she wasn't coming back.
It's not model material.
She's done. I thought she wasn't coming back.
How is that not model material?
How is that model material?
That's a good picture.
She's still with T.I.
It's a good picture, but it's not
a model. No, I don't think, no, I think she's picture. Been off of Grand Hustle.
2018 it is, though, bro.
Yeah, 2018. On Instagram, she could
not go be in no
what I just said,
and I am correcting you.
how are you correcting me when I just said that?
I said she's not gonna be like a real model. She can be on Instagram, and that's it. Because this is not a real modeling picture.
But that's what I said,
and I'm fucking agreeing with you. God damn!
You just said you were correcting me
because you're not listening. I'm saying you're like yeah. I'm agreeing. This is an Instagram model picture, sure, but she's not gonna be like a real model.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all I just said was okay. Now we're good.
What the hell? All right. Anyways, whatever. Yeah.
We're back. It took a minute to connect.
But whatever. We're back. But yeah, so speaking of, you know, the whole Nicki Minaj thing, I think that they had some type of clothing launch or something, and Lil' Kim was there doing press, and the interviewer was there asking her, like, you know, like, how do you feel, you know, about, like, you know, Cardi B and Nicki Minaj? She was just like, oh my God, I love my girl Cardi. I don't know the other one, but, you know, whatever. And it was just this big thing. So you could just tell that. I think that to me, if I was in Nicki's position, you know, and I've been doing all of this hard work to, like, you know, build myself up and my image and my brand and stuff, and this stripper from the Bronx come out of nowhere, first couple of songs, you know what I'm saying? Like, she is on, like, the charts or whatever. She's just charting out of control, and, like, she got, like, co-signed from people who, like, damn near hates me and shit. That would make me feel uncomfortable. So
she needs a crew.
Who? She needs to ignore.
Yeah. It's interesting because, I mean, Young Money was like her thing for forever. And
she needs a female crew. She needs more women friends.
Call Trina.
Trina want nothing to do with no Nicki Minaj.
And what's the other one from?
Kaya.
Oh, no.
The other one from where?
Starts with an S.
From
what Miami? Starts with
is she from Miami?
Who?
The rapper. Oh, so... the one that was in all, like,
I'm sorry,
silver?
I did it to you too.
What was her name? She was in all silver on the covers. Was it Soleil or some shit?
Soleil.
Call her.
Oh, hold on now. I know who you're talking about. Oh, Shantae, shit. Shantae. It wasn't no Shantae.
Shauna?
No.
Ah! Yeah, she was Shauna.
It wasn't Shauna. Shauna? Who is Shauna?
Yeah, she's from Chicago.
She was with DTP.
Okay, that's not who I was thinking of then.
She needs something to do.
Raw Digger.
Shauna was dope. She had a dope song.
Shauna was cool. What was it called?
Yeah, I don't remember.
She came and went.
It was cool.
It came out where? Where is it going to come out? Who going to put that on their playlist? Right?
You know, I'm not saying.
Nicki should make up with Iggy Azalea.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, and go the pop route?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's what Nicki needs to do.
That's a rapper to give her the gateway to that pop.
Yep, she needs to make up with Iggy Azalea and then just go that way.
She has too much pride to do that.
Well, that's her fault. She's going to lose that money then.
Well, I don't think she's going to lose money. She's just going to lose her clout.
She's trying to win this rap. Yeah. She's trying to win
Nicki's
going to
lose money.
Yeah, she's trying to be...
She's like, no, she is not taking my spot.
Yeah.
My spot's gone.
Right. She's not taking my spot.
She's holding on. I appreciate
she is holding on tight.
She is.
Right. So maybe Nicki should be an Instagram model too, just like Iggy. And stop making music.
I mean,
the Instagram model, by the way, was in quotes in case y'all couldn't see.
They definitely couldn't see it.
Sorry.
Yeah, she literally probably got too much pride to do that too. I don't know. Either way, yeah. That's that. So Drake's album dropped, and you know,
insert crickets.
Yeah, nobody listened to it. So.
Oh really?
Oh, I
have. Okay. Neither have I. I thought I was alone.
I haven't listened to it.
You know, I heard it was, you know, average or whatever.
If you coming soon.
Yeah.
But the Terry Crews thing, y'all don't want to talk about that?
We can.
She was getting there.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah. Okay. So Terry Crews, you know, whatever. Terry Crews has been in the media talking about his sexual assault for a long time now and how it has affected his career. Mm. He's also speaking out on, you know, toxic masculinity and how that has boosted, you know, everything in like a negative light towards everything that he's been facing. And You know, 50 Cent came out of nowhere making fun of him, and that's a thing.
Really? Yeah. Oh, you haven't seen this?
No. I didn't either. I
just
what did 50 Cent do?
Oh,
be 50 Cent.
Seen this? No. Oh, yeah, do you have it? I don't have the exact quote.
I think he probably deleted it, but I know he posted some.
Yeah, because he got a lot of backlash. Basically, he posted an actual like meme. It has two different pictures of Terry Crews. One is like a big swelled picture of him that says, "I got raped and my wife just watched." The second one is him holding a rose in his mouth saying, "Gym time." Just, I guess, like he's going to go into the gym to go get swole or whatever. But when something happens like this, "Oh, my wife just watched," just to insinuate that he's this big black man who can't fight for himself. But he's already explained multiple times that if he would have reacted negatively, no matter what the situation was, people would have saw a big black man attacks white man. Very important, influential white man in Hollywood. He would have either, you know, it's just kind of like if you're in a situation like that, he's already explained that, you know, if some shit goes down like this, it's not going to be a good look for him. Like, especially, you know, he's getting like blackballed out of movies and roles and shit now.
He's not in Expendables 4 now.
Yeah.
Dang, for real?
Yeah.
Nope.
Oh.
They said the movie producer was like, "Fuck all that shit."
Yep, he's not in Expendables now. You know, he's been in all three of them.
So the same thing that's happening to women is happening to him, and people are ignoring it and making fun of it. But all the time, people are like, "Well, what about men that are sexually assaulted? Well, this is how y'all fucking act."
Can I read his tweet? I thought it was. Did you guys see it?
Whose tweet?
Terry Crews tweet.
No, go ahead.
I saw it.
So what did that say?
Yeah, it said, "Why didn't you say something? I did. Why didn't you push him off? I did.
Oh,
why
I see
didn't you cuss him out? I did. Why didn't you tell the police? I did. Why didn't you press charges? I did. Why did you just let it happen? I didn't. Why didn't you beat him up, Si?" And it was like, damn, like, you know,
everything's like a lose lose.
This is what victims go through, and this is what people try to be telling.
I thought it was a perfect tweet.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. This is what people try to tell people. Like, it's very hard for victims to come and speak out. And I think that he's verbally said that after this has happened, he actually resonates with a lot of women who don't say shit because they know that they're going to, like, especially with women too. Like, for example, if Terry Crews was a woman and went through the same thing, they would have thought they were just trying to, you know, get money out of this guy, or, "Oh, you're just lying," or, "You're trying to, you know, boost yourself up in Hollywood just so that people are talking about you," when clearly that's not the fucking case.
So is there at some point, like, I guess for y'all, that you be like, "Well, my career is my career. Like, whatever. I can't accept this. I can't let this happen."
Yeah, you know what? And that's what I was sitting here thinking, and I'll let you go, because I'm sitting here thinking, like, after reading that tweet, like, mm-hmm. his career is probably done, because he you don't think he's done?
No.
Mm-mm.
Nope. Because what's going to happen is what's going to happen is there's going to be a whole bunch of directors that come out the woodwork that are going to book him just because he's getting blackballed.
So mm-hmm. maybe this is temporary.
This is very temporary.
Yeah, it's temporary. Yeah.
Because Hollywood's a tricky place, though.
Yeah, but whoever the Expendables director is, he's going to end up looking like an asshole. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. There's so many people who already don't. Him. Yeah, who.
He's not going to make it out of this.
Exactly. Yeah. Who want to boycott the movie.
Expendables movie anyway. Like, those only appeal to a certain demographic.
Right,
and
right.
Certainly not the ones who are backing up Terry Crews.
Right.
It's the masculine, "I'm a man, I got a big dick and a big gun." It's those kind of guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he'll get booked for other movies. Tyler Perry will fucking book his ass for a movie in a heartbeat.
No, he would.
Nothing, go ahead.
I mean, he's perfect. You know what? For he probably would.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't watch Tyler Perry films, but I
guess you
probably have some swole dudes in his. In his movies.
Oh, I get it now. I was not making a gay joke. But,
I'm not saying they'd be gay.
I know you're not. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
but not only that, I think he kind of identifies with, you know, that whole struggle himself. So I
guess being sexually assaulted?
Well, just because the type of movies that he makes are along those lines. So I think, I can see
him.
So I pose that to everybody. Is there ever a point that y'all think y'all would be like, I'm not accepting this.
We're not millionaires, though. Like, if we were millionaires, we could answer that question. Like, we can say now, like, "Oh, man, I'd fuck him up. I'd break the whole place." Mm-hmm. But we don't have no money. If I had $1 million, I might be like, "Well, shit, he did that shit. I'm mad. I'm going to leave, though. I'm not going to fight this dude."
Or just the backlash, right? You're in Hollywood. This guy comes over. He's an influential producer. And, you know, he does that. And you got to make a choice. Do I say something, or do I keep quiet because I want to be in other movies? You know? So
I get both angles, though.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think
I'm just saying, like, hypothetically speaking, if you put yourself in that person's shoes, like, I know you, like, you can't, you because react? You're not a millionaire, but I'm just
like,
saying,
how would you,
like,
react?
Like, I get it. I get him, like, worrying about his career, mm-hmm. everything, you know, his
I mean, because that's his livelihood.
I get that side of it, but I'm also thinking, like, yo, it has to be at some point you're like, yo, nah, fuck that. I just have to find something else.
Something else to do outside
or,
of
that. Or I'll just have to, I'll just have to be prepared
be,
for
be this. Labeled this angry black guy, pretty much.
Like, or whatever, like, just be prepared to face the challenges that come with that.
With what, fighting him? Or leaving?
We're protecting yourself.
Yeah, I'm
kind of
confused about what you're getting at. Are you saying you fought him or say something? Which
say something,
you?
Fought him or whatever, he however you
something.
Want to.
He did say
that's
something.
That's right, he did say something, but I guess
you
like...
You mean fighting, if he take it to
not necessarily
physical,
fight, because I think we talked about this before.
Because he did push him off and everything.
There was either say something or not do
outside of a close hand, right hook to the jaw. That's it.
Right.
That's the only thing
he did.
Yeah.
So what is 50 talking about then?
He's talking about
that he should have punched him.
Well, that and he's...
If it was me, I would have did this.
He's statement about it. He's like making an overarching statement about this type of thing and how it's wrong.
50 is.
No.
Oh, okay.
Terry Crews is.
Okay.
As opposed to just being like, I'm a real nigga. I'm going to fight this guy. Right. Fuck this. And that's it.
And that's 50.
Or get the strap. Like,
right.
Yeah, like, get the strap.
Yeah, 50's like, you need to respond the way that men
So why
respond.
Is 50 saying that? 50's in a position like, he's a millionaire or whatever. So what?
Because I guess 50's perspective is like, I'm still from the streets or whatever, right? And he's just playing to that tough guy persona that is 50 Cent. Right. Like, I don't know if 50 would definitely, you know, swing on dude. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, do y'all really think he would?
I think he would probably shoot him or some shit.
Yeah, I think he would, because I don't think he has the type of mentality that can say stop.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Not only that,
and he got enough money.
If he didn't respond at that situation, if anybody else saw, he definitely would have made it his mission to, like, come for that person at some later
date. Right, and then, I was just about to say, and an image to protect.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, because his ego would be like out through the fucking roof over that shit.
And it's a different type of artist. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, actors and rappers are completely different. Yeah. Even though it can survive that, an actor might not.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So. Actually, with a rapper, it'd probably be a cool thing.
If he knocks him out, if he clocks him.
Not only that, because you know that
all over the world, it's the world star.
Yeah, not only that, I mean, you know that 50 Cent obviously is a rapper, but he also does acting as well. And I think that even in the types of roles that he plays, it would even help him.
Yeah, it might.
So.
Yeah,
So
that's crazy.
I don't know. I just think the overall generalization of how he's handled that argument, because, you know, people just see what 50 Cent says and runs with it. And it's just like, that's a very common opinion about how a lot of people feel about this shit. And obviously, like, you know, women are on the backside, on the back burner, kind of like, this is obviously fucked up. This is what the fuck we've been telling y'all. But I mean, I don't know. It just sucks, because it's like, what affects y'all affects us too. So everybody's perspective on how, you know, like, victims and stuff of abuse or whatever are treated, it's just kind of like, damn, that fucking sucks if everybody's not on the same page.
Because TC might be like, man, I probably should have went ahead and punched the nigga, you know?
He does not feel like that.
Because like Mike said, like, this whole blackballing situation is temporary. And if he would have punched him, it might have been permanent.
Absolutely.
And he knows he's doing the right thing.
Yeah.
Like, he's
following the rules,
man. He's feel like he's anchoring this
the rules
man speaking up.
Well, because the thing about it is, people are going to look at that and they're going to say, okay, what would be the point in lying about that? But now, let's say if he actually did beat the shit out this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Then there would be a reason for him to lie and say, well, the guy grabbed my dick, so I beat his ass.
Right.
But if he didn't even hit him or make a big scene and he just left, what would be the reason to later lie and say, hey, at this party, this man grabbed my dick, but I didn't beat his ass? There's no win in that.
I guess I'm thinking, like, if I did all that and nothing came out of it, I'm thinking, well, shit. I might as well just punch
it's like he's still getting the backlash. It's like he's getting the backlash still for doing the right thing.
What would y'all do at the end of the day? Like, let's say, I'm trying to think of who would be a good, who can put y'all where y'all want to be? Like, Dame Dash, grab your booty at a party. He says, look, I can put Dead in Hip Hop where it needs to be.
No, and then not over no booty gripping. No, I'm sorry. You ain't about to grab my ass.
And if he's telling you, look, this is going to be a $1 million deal, and he's you gonna fight.
Yeah, I'm like, dog.
You know, with the chicken on me.
Like, y'all would fight for real?
Fuck
you
that.
You ain't grabbing my
chicken. I'm getting that check.
Wait, can we have a poll? How many people would fight?
Well, they're not gonna tell the truth.
I would tell the truth. I would do the. I'll talk
about it. Okay, we got one for a push.
Thank you, Rob, for being honest.
I'll take the Terry Crews route. But didn't he say he pushed
you gotta think about it.
But he didn't say he pushed him.
And ass grab. You gotta think about it though. And ass grab is from behind you, so you gotta turn around.
No, it ain't. Yeah. If you do it right, you can do it from the front.
Ooh.
Yeah, you can't just reach
out. Okay, but let's
look him in the eyes when you do it.
It's my booty. No, it's mine.
No, stop.
That's how you do it.
No, but for real, hypothetically speaking, it's from the back or whatever. I mean, regardless, I feel like that would be like, who the fuck is touching me? Because it's always going to be like, who the fuck is touching you? But then you turn around and it's Dame Dash. Then what?
Nah, hell no. You're getting a push. Two hand.
That's it, though.
Maybe it depends on how he
reacts. If he's just like, whoa, then you're like, all
right,
motherfucker.
Okay. But if he go for the second grab, then.
It's a jab and right hand cross.
No, that's what happened with Terry. I thought
the guy only grabbed him once.
He got him twice. And Terry said the second time, that's when he got forceful with the push.
Oh, but he didn't grab him after he pushed him
back. Right.
So he grabbed him once, and then they have a conversation.
Then he was like,
no. I think Terry was kind of like, what the fuck?
Yeah, because you're shocked.
And then he went from again, and then that's when he said he got aggressive and kind of like pushed him and like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
What is that man supposed to do, man? Like, isn't that like textbook how you're supposed to handle yourself?
Yeah, if you're a professional.
Exactly.
But if you're at a party or something,
you don't know, motherfucker might be drinking and shit. Like,
I'm just saying,
how you
public, right? Like, you're a public figure. Like,
that's what I mean, right?
Yeah. Like, you have to handle yourself a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, what else was he supposed to do?
Right.
He's supposed to, like, fuck this dude up for real?
I think they're looking at, like, the average guy type of situation. Like, you're at a party. And that's totally
different.
You're
at a bar, and a dude do that, that's a different circumstance.
And they're also, looking at it as Terry Crews is a big-ass dude.
That's the other thing.
Right. Oh, he's too big. He's too big to be acting this eloquently about it.
Right.
Which is dumb as fuck.
What do you mean? Because it's like, they want to put him in that box. Because
he's a big black man. They wanted to see a black man fight.
Right.
They wanted to see a black man fight. And I don't know who they thought was going to win out of that situation.
See, you got to put yourself in real situations.
What would you do, Ken?
Uh-oh.
If that happens.
y'all know you didn't say that, right?
I think it would be the push first.
The push first, yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't think my first reaction would be.
Yeah, it's just not, that's not a.
It's like, yo, man, what's not a true.
And what if he come back? Like, what if he come back for seconds?
Oh yeah, then
yeah, two
body slam.
Okay,
that's what I'm talking about, kid. Hell yeah! Okay. No, I ain't punch you.
So Ken, question.
Body slam that nigga.
Body slam the shit out of him. No.
You stupid as hell, bro.
So Ken, so if it was somebody that was again like super prestigious and stuff like that, would you go about it to try and press charges, or would you just hush hush, never tell anybody? It never happened type shit.
Yeah, I wouldn't press charges. Yeah.
Or use Mike's scenario. Whatever someone that said.
That's not Mike.
Oh, No. I was going to buy a
scenario. You already know.
Y'all know how I do.
I was going to buy a scenario. Like,
I'm telling.
What if they be like, you know, we could put Dead and Hip Hop on a map, da 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 da, and all that stuff.
I thought that's what that was the scenario.
Let him do that first. Then I'm going to tell.
Nah.
Once we fail, then I'm telling.
Once we fail, then I'm telling.
Nah,
So you giving them more than the booty grab? Because the booty grab.
What you mean?
I'm just saying.
The
if
booty
you
grab will lead to some
exactly.
Shit.
Like, you think you're going to give you a million off a booty grab?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I'm just
saying.
No, I'm not going
to give. I don't have nothing else to give. He can't have that.
He can't have that.
He can't have that.
He can't have that. No.
What was y'all doing like in a situation where they just like verbally like abuse, like they just say something, they don't necessarily touch you, but they just like kind of say something like sideways to you? Well, how do you handle
that? Come here, boy. Some shit like that.
No, I thought you. Wait, you talking about like a racist thing or talking about like a sexual thing? I thought you meant sexual.
Sexual thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying.
You said, come here, boy.
Yeah. I was like, what?
I was like, damn.
That's a little forceful. Can we work up to that? I just got here. I haven't even had no drinks yet.
Like, what? Like, come here, boy.
Come here, boy.
Sound like Mr. T. Oh my God. He sound like,
come here, boy.
Come here, boy.
Hey, woman.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying, like FIFO, you for instance, like, you know, you go to the office, still sticking with the Dead and Hip Hop thing. We got an opportunity, millions of dollars or whatever. It's like, yeah, man, you know, yeah, you know, I got this opportunity. Like, oh, man, you cute as hell, though. Like, you know.
Hold on.
That was so awkward, man.
Did you see his eyebrows? His eyebrows legitimately glitched. Like what? Like his eyebrows glitched.
Yo, so you talking like this is another man?
You look, yeah, you like, hey, you a dick, what?
Oh my god.
Why? Why are we doing this?
What are you saying?
I don't like Rod's dialogue at all. Rod hits on men so awkwardly. You're not smooth about this at all.
He's not.
Even remotely.
Men that hit on guys never hit on them like that. They always are like, I don't know. So like, what are you doing later? You know, like they never say anything. They're always kind of like, so...
I don't know what gay men you've been around. They sure as fuck do say shit. Yes, they
do. No, they do. They're very, yeah,
I
they're
feel like
gay
they're,
men... No, are, I look, feel, gay men are men at the end of the day. They act just like
no.
Men.
I know that. I'm talking about like the like rich down low ones.
Oh, well, I don't know how down low dudes do.
No, I get that they may come at a, you know, very, you know, indirect way. Yeah. But I'm just saying if they was very the direct...
Yeah, I'm getting the fuck up out of
really?
Here.
Really?
So you leaving a deal on the table?
You lucky?
Yeah,
you lucky.
I'm not dealing with that, bro. I'm not because how do you
a million dollar deal, bro?
You're like, what you sucking your teeth for?
Please, bro.
It was a way, dude.
Nah, bro. Nah,
you're leaving a deal, man.
You leave.
So we know how to send FIFO to the office.
send me. I'm getting that million. I don't give a fuck.
Go ahead, Mike.
I'm getting that million.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, y'all not getting a cut either. I'm getting that million.
Like, y'all work out a little bit, you know.
Yeah, you know.
I'm trying. I appreciate it.
You know what I'm saying?
That you notice.
Yeah, my shirt got a little tight. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, hell no. Mike taking one for the team.
Nah, hell no.
Oh,
nah,
shit.
Yeah, right. Mike already said.
He said
y'all
said
not getting the cut.
They going to walk him in there like, what's the dude from American Gangster when he had that mink coat on?
Damn right. There you go.
To the shoot.
Yep. I don't give a fuck. I'm getting that money.
What Frank about White, you?
Getting that money. You know what I'm saying?
Do we send you in for the deal?
Nah, Rob might have a heart attack.
Oh man, I don't know. I mean, I've taken hits before, like for like men like hitting on me or whatever.
Yeah.
Didn't you say someone at the?
It's like
question. Sorry.
Yeah. I know what y'all.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
What do you mean?
That just happened recently.
Nah, go into it.
She had a question.
No, what's up?
What do you mean by like taking hits?
Like a man hitting on you, like hey, you know, da 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 da. Like I've been able to handle those situations without being aggressive or anything.
Yeah.
Man, I'm
like,
so thankful
I don't have...
You think... Well, do you...
Like, I would just walk away like FIFO. I'd be like, well, look, man, I'm not, you know, that's, you know, I'm a straight man. I don't go that way, whatever.
That's the appropriate route.
Yeah.
That's cool.
You got to explain your shit.
Well,
yeah.
I think that there is, like, this idea that men have to be aggressive when that type of stuff arises. And I feel like that's not necessary at all. Only
right.
because...
Yeah, it's not.
Well, only because people are gay and like people mm-hmm. are bisexual and people are whatever, and you might not be, and that's cool. And it's not like.
But I think it's how it happens, though, right? Like if they're subtle with it, then you can subtly turn them down. But if they're aggressive with it, then you just catch me way off guard. You know, I don't know how I'm gonna react. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that's anything though.
But yeah, but so then. You know,
you're typically like I'll tell you like typically if they're aggressive, your immediate response back is typically not to be aggressive because you're shocked.
Know that too.
Like you don't know what to do.
Yeah, you're kind of like, whoa,
is this really happening?
Yeah,
yeah.
But I know.
It takes a minute.
I know a lot of straight guys who like just because somebody is gay and like trying to approach them, they're like, man, what the fuck? You think I'm gay and shit like that? Get the fuck up. It's just like
that's just because he's gay don't mean he won't you.
Like, what are you doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, calm down. It's not that serious. Especially if you live in Atlanta, it's like, what are you really doing? Like, let's calm down. So
the situation with Rob, we gotta talk about this one. I don't think we brought
said Rod
up.
Or Ralph.
You know one. You know I said you.
I didn't know you said you.
You
said me.
When we were at Fantano's event.
Oh shit.
Me and Rod were standing outside, and there's this club. What was it called? Do you remember?
I don't know. It's right next to
I forget the name. It was called like the Fisherman's something like that.
I don't
even remember. It's a gay bar.
Yeah, yeah.
Was it in Midtown?
No. It's off of Ponce.
Close like, enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're standing outside. Now I'm used to men hitting on me. So then when these dudes came up and they started talking, I was just like, oh, here we go.
Mm.
This dude didn't want none of me.
Oh.
He wanted a little bit of that modest media.
Ooh. He wanted a little bit of that modest media.
What was he at?
wait, he said, so what's going on over here?
Yeah, yeah.
And I started telling him, he didn't even look
at
me.
Say it again.
No, I don't
know. Please say it again.
But I didn't even, I was answering him, and he didn't even look my way. He was right in Rod's eyes. He was just like.
In his corneas.
That's like, oh, you should see the whole time.
You should see how Mike was looking right now. Twilight, he was trying to glimmer him. And then it's called glimmer, whatever.
You should see how Mike looking right now.
Yes.
He was just going all in on Rod, and Rod was just like, oh, yeah, it's this really popular YouTuber.
Like he didn't catch it. Like he wasn't.
I don't know if Rod
caught it. I didn't catch it at first.
Oh, wow. You didn't?
No. I didn't catch it at first.
He's a tall man. We're oblivious.
Yeah. Bruh, I don't know how, because the whole time, I walked off. It made me uncomfortable.
You gave them some alone time.
Well, because it was like, you know, like even when like your boy is hitting on a girl, like you don't want to just stand there.
Yeah, because it's awkward. You feel awkward. You're like, okay.
That's how I felt. I was like, this is like really
weird,
awkward.
Yeah.
So I just walked away and I was texting everybody else. I'm like, man, this dude is all over Rod. I thought Rod knew. I didn't know until just now that he didn't know.
What type of stuff did he ask you about? Like, what was he talking about?
No, he was just, and then he was touching.
Bruh, he was touching. That's what it was. He was touching.
Like grazing, like the forearm.
Mm-mm. It's just like random, like, you know. You
no, bro, that wasn't random.
No, he
gripped his upper arm. He was
like right here?
Twice.
Like right here?
Yeah, and like,
ooh. And I good. Still didn't
like shoulder?
Crazy. Like, look, this is
I'm trying to get a visual. Like, I wasn't there.
It wasn't.
He was trying to yoke him up.
It wasn't like that.
He trying to
You know how
it's a workout test.
Yeah, he was trying to see what he's going to do about it.
I'm working.
Yep. Trying to see how firm they are.
Nah, yeah, it was crazy.
Wait, were you squirming?
No, I didn't. That's what I'm saying. I didn't realize it.
Oh yeah, you was just like, yeah, what up, dude?
No, because I have a friendly face, is what I've been told. Like, so people like don't hesitate to like talk to me. Like, I don't know. It's just everywhere I go.
You would not survive in New York.
I guess
I don't know how you survived in Midtown.
I did, but I didn't at the same time.
Did you used to park in the neighborhoods where all the prostitutes were?
What? Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You never got fucked with?
I mean, I told you, like they used to be like, hey, security, and all that
shit.
Yeah, but they knew, they just still would, at some point, they just would fuck with me or whatever. It wasn't like, we know you're not, but we want to fuck with you anyway.
They would try me every fucking morning.
They would call you security?
No. What's up, Dredd? Hey, Dredd. Ooh, what's up, Dredd? You so skinny. Ooh, you so skinny. And this one I didn't get until later. Look at your little bow legs. And I thought they were just talking about
God.
But that actually means something in that community.
This
and I was
so
like,
crazy.
Oh, wow.
Because it's almost like if the world was reversed, this is literally what it would be like for y'all. And I would be like, what the fuck are y'all complaining about?
Say that one more time.
I don't complain. It's whatever. I'm just like,
It's
like, all right, bruh, street harassment.
Well, I think that it happens in like, it doesn't happen. Well, it doesn't happen nearly as much to guys, but like when they do talk about it and I hear about it, it's like, damn, like that's so crazy.
It happens.
Yeah, it happens.
It happens a lot.
We just don't talk about it.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, I don't go around talking, I got hit on by a guy today. No, I don't.
It's probably because you don't feel threatened.
Nah, I don't feel threatened. Oh, you do?
They used to roll and patch.
No. By women?
Yeah. Oh, by women? No, women aren't aggressive to me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like
they all think I'm gay.
No, stop. No, Mike, like if a woman were to cat call, like, you know, a group of women were to cat call a guy, it's like, yeah, it's annoying, but it's nothing to really complain about because I feel like typically I feel like you don't feel threatened by that. Whereas like if I'm walking from point A to point B trying to cross the street and it's a gas station of niggas like sitting around a car, it's like, all right, let me just.
You feel threatened by that?
Of course.
She has a different level of threat. Like, the odds of five chicks jumping us and raping us is very slim.
Oh, well, so you're thinking in that when
even
no,
it's
no,
not
no,
rape,
it's not
just,
that. So this is, let me explain, right? Okay, so I used to go to school downtown or whatever, and that was just its own thing in its own like own right. Mm-hmm. But you know, you're walking to class or you're walking to your car or whatever, you know, that people club downtown and stuff. And so there's this thing where like typically when men are like all together, like in groups bigger, like three or more, even really two or more, to be honest, they like to do this thing where like they'll try to like get girls, not because they want to really get the girl, but they'll just try to like perform for their niggas. So it's kind of like, oh, how crazy can I talk to this person and still be able to pull her or still get her number or whatever. And when you react negatively to that or don't dare embarrass them, because then A, they're going to call you out of your name, or you might be, you know, taken advantage of physically or whatever. You know how many times I've been fucking grabbed in places that
really?
Of course. And literally to like to the extent, I remember one time I went to Birthday Bash or whatever one year, and I was walking back to the car, and it was me and my cousin and my guy friend, and we're all walking back, but I was like in heels or something like that. So I'm like trying to like really hustle to get back to the car because I wanted to sit down. And, you know, I'm kind of like a couple steps in front of them. This guy was like, "Hey, let me talk to you." And he kind of grabbed me like right here for those who can't see, like it was like right in between like your arm,
like the elbow,
inner elbow area, whatever. He was like, "Hey, let me talk to you," whatever. Mm-hmm. And I snatched my hand back because he like grabbed me like really firm, mm-hmm. right? And my guy friend, who was like a couple steps behind us, was like, "Nah, bro, like chill out. He gonna cuss my friend out." You know what I'm saying? It's like, he a whole ass grown man, but you cussing him out because I didn't want to talk to you. It's just like, you just don't know how those types of things can escalate. Like you're walking back to your dorm at 3 a.m. and people. Yeah, I've had people like literally be driving on Piedmont and literally pull their car into like the dorm, like whatever, to like get out and talk to me. And it's like, it's 3 a.m. Like, can you not? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't feel safe shit. So yeah, it's a safety thing.
Anyway. On that same topic, what do you think about that story of the girlfriend who jumped into the dude's house or whatever with like a machete or some shit and like forced him to have sex? Did y'all hear about that?
I did.
Well, I figured the only one that would know would be Sophie, but okay, well, Sophie, since nobody else knew.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the fact that they have not called this rape? Like every story, and I didn't think that was true, but I went and looked. Every story that I'm seeing, they're not referring to it as rape. She literally broke in the house with a machete, right?
Yeah, a
machete and forced him to have sex with her.
So this is my thing. When I first saw the headline, I know that typically the way that journalists write, it's like a very specific, it's like if something hasn't already happened, they can't assume that something has happened. But once I read it like twice, I was like, wait a minute. No, like she already broke in, and she broke in for this reason because didn't she like actually have sex with him or whatever?
Yeah, they had sex.
Yeah, that's what I was, because when I first read it, I was like, oh, maybe, you know, she broke in with the intention of, oh, like with the intention to do it. But since it didn't happen, they technically as journalists can't call it that. But I was like, wait a minute. When I reread it, it's like that, well,
or it's attempted rape. Well, even if it didn't actually happen.
Exactly. Yeah. And so I was like, this is so fucking weird to me, because I was like, if this was a guy, like,
oh yeah,
of course.
But see, you know what? This is the weird part. So you know what the difference is? They say that by law, the victim has to be penetrated in order for it to be rape.
Right.
So they can't say that the guy was raped by the woman because he was never penetrated.
Right.
But if a dude broke in and, you know, in his ass, as that would be considered rape, which is so fucked up.
That's wild.
And now they're trying to figure out if they don't know if it's a terminology thing that just needs to be corrected.
Yeah.
Or if this is like an intentional thing to where they're like, look, if a woman breaks in and fucks you, you scored. You're not raped.
Well, I mean, a lot of guys agree with that, though.
Right. So,
just some random woman.
Figure it out. Fix it. I don't know what to tell you.
Not because it's your girlfriend.
It was a machete or a gun, and she'd be like, you gonna give me that.
He should say she stuck his finger in his ass or something. Wouldn't that count as penetration?
I don't know.
But even if you...
Yeah, technically.
Yeah. Yeah,
but
penetrated.
Yeah, that too.
That's what you say at the police station.
Hey, she finger poked me.
But they're gonna have to run a sample or something, Ken.
There's no sample to get from that.
I don't like the penetration thing though, because like, I mean, a woman could like, I don't know, have all type of diseases and tell you to do whatever, and then you like, that's not fair.
That is crazy. What the fuck, machete?
Well, you guys should campaign to fix it.
What the fuck did you do?
What do you mean, what do you do?
What are you talking about?
I'm just thinking.
You gonna die?
That's such a fucking crazy ass story. This motherfucker broke in with a fucking machete?
I mean, you wanna hear another crazy story?
Go ahead.
Guy goes, grabs girl and rapes her. No, I'm saying this shit happens, bro. And you know what happens to guys all the time? We just don't tell nobody.
I know that.
Why are you trying to stick up for your ass?
Wait.
You think that happens to guys all the time?
Yes, I think it happens to guys all the time, and they just don't say anything. That's why I'm saying it's not that crazy.
They too
not the rape, the fucking machete.
Oh,
that's what he's
the fact
going.
That she, oh, I'm sorry.
Like he's picturing.
The fact that
he's picturing.
Yeah, is what you're stuck on.
Like some Jason Voorhees machete, like
the weapon of choice. That's crazy.
Yeah, where do you get a machete?
I don't know.
Lowe's, Home Depot.
Yeah, maybe.
I feel like as a Caribbean, we just have them in our house already.
Yeah. But she wasn't a Caribbean. This was a white lady.
Oh, yeah. Well, no. Well,
it wasn't no bum McLots.
Shut up!
Ross Scott! Cut your dick off, brethren!
What?
What?
Cut your dick off, brethren.
Yeah, like,
don't say brethren. Don't they say brethren?
No.
Oh, my fault. Come on, be dads.
No, 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 no.
You stupid.
Oh, shit.
Whatever. So, this new law.
Yeah.
Oh,
done talking about that. Change this motherfucking subject.
I need to save up because I'm going to get pulled over. It is what it is. Sorry, y'all.
What do you mean say? Oh. Say,
I need to just create a separate account and have them just put it on my tab. Like, you know what? It's like third time
this week. So why don't you just get the little cheap clip thing that you
put on? I have a clip.
Dang. Why?
But I still say that you still you can't only touch it once, right?
Yeah.
But not while moving, apparently. Yeah. If you're stopped, you can touch it to, like... Mm-hmm.
I heard you can't even touch it at the light.
They could suck my dick.
Really?
That's what the fuck this hands-free law is about. They could suck my dick.
At the light. It could still be.
Yeah, I think you can touch it if it's on the little thing and you're changing. I don't think you can pull it off.
Because you can't even have it in your lap. I don't think. You can't even have your phone in your lap.
That's so crazy.
Who's going to be looking over like in? Like
right.
Remember, I got pulled over. Remember when I got
pulled over. For having your phone in your lap?
Well, I got pulled over for a couple of reasons, but they did.
You can't just leave that out. What the hell?
He did want the. It was. Yeah, it was on this podcast. I talked about it on here. But one of the things they brought up was the phone. It was like, well, you had your phone in your hand while you were driving. Like,
I don't remember that. Why.
Yeah.
Damn, they spotted you.
They could suck my dick.
He did. Because I didn't have my seatbelt on, and then I had my phone. And then it was, I think those, oh, and then eventually it found out my tag was expired. But yeah,
the reason
why he pulled me over was because of the phone and the seatbelt. So
you weren't wearing your seatbelt?
No, I had just pulled out of the lot. So, and I was running late because, you know, my boss kept me late and I was ready to get home. So I was just doing everything, you know, at one time. Mm. And yeah, I was going a ways and everything. But
so I'm going to ask the tech guys, like, so what do you guys feel is the best way around this whole thing?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you got different ways. You can do wireless headphones. You can do wired headphones. Yeah. You can put it on your dash or like in y'all opinion, like what's the best, easiest way to accomplish this?
Honestly,
I need to know.
I think it depends on your vehicle, first and foremost.
Okay. Mm.
Because your vehicle has a lot of those features already built in. So
does it? My car's old as hell.
Oh, I feel you. Like my car didn't even have Bluetooth. I had to put, you know, a Bluetooth thing in it.
Yeah.
Oh, you could do that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I need to talk to you after the show.
I got you. Mm-hmm. Okay. But that's where I would start. So if you have a newer car that has like a screen and everything already, mm-hmm. I would just say you don't really need all you need is a clip for your phone.
Okay.
Because you can still touch the navigation thing that comes in your car. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So just utilize that because you can look at your entire music library, mm-hmm. your contacts, everything you need to do. The majority of cars that have that, you can do that through there.
And some have CarPlay, right?
And some of them have CarPlay where you can even see text messages.
Right.
It's crazy.
I just rented a car that had that.
Yeah. It's crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then there's people like, I would say like me, you, B, where, oh no, B got a newer car, I'm thinking of his older one, but like how you have a head unit, right? Like you have an aftermarket head unit.
Right.
For you, you definitely, do you take a lot of calls in the car?
I don't think so, but I don't know, man. It's mostly navigation because I'm always going to a client, so I always have my navigation on.
So what I would say for you is like a car mount and then something that like, do you have Bluetooth? No.
Okay. Talking about in the car?
Yeah.
No.
So you know your output, right? Like your aux?
Yeah.
You could buy a Bluetooth thing and plug
it
in.
Yeah, I seen that.
And then that's what I would suggest for you. So that way you can still stay hands-free and everything, it'll play through your speakers.
So yeah,
but sometimes I'm visual. Like, sometimes I have to see it though. I want to see the map.
No, I understand.
Okay,
that. That's what I'm saying. You get a dash mount for your phone,
so I can see it, and then play it in the car.
Exactly. So everything will play through.
I already have that because I have the. I have the USB.
Cable. Okay.
Yeah. So
okay,
it'll cool. play it.
Yeah. So then.
So all I need is a mount.
It's a mount for you. It's just a mount. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
There's also this thing they make where. Anker makes it, Anker, but they make a cigarette lighter charging port.
Okay.
That has Alexa built into it.
What?
Yeah, oh, wow. it's tight. So what I got the first model that just has the Bluetooth built into it.
Of course you do.
So
how much are those going for?
About 40, 50 bucks.
Sheesh.
Hey, man.
And they charge your phone like super fast too.
Ooh.
Hey, anybody listening, man, I'm your plug on accessories and stuff. So holla at your boy.
Yeah, so but like you on visual, mm-hmm. I wanted to get it just because I can, you know,
right.
Alexa, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So that could help with directions. But yeah, I'm visual too, because when I'm driving home,
yeah.
sometimes traffic at any moment can get
yeah,
up. So I
yeah.
need to constantly check
yeah.
the routes on Waze to see if it's going to redirect me.
But why do you have to continuously check Waze? Because Waze will automatically redirect.
Sometimes. You. And along my...
See, but I already told you, you got to upgrade your carrier. That's a carrier problem.
Well, it is, because on my way home, there are spots.
I know.
That, yeah. There are a couple of spots that go
Rob,
dead.
Rob, you ever had that issue?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Well, I like to see you drive.
That's cool.
But
you ever had that issue?
Mm.
All right.
So, but anyway, I'm a loyalist, man. But they are pissing me off. I like shit that work. But, I, you know, it's funny because today's the day and I'm driving here and I'm like, they're only making it worse because I'm spending more time. Looking for them while I'm looking for my phone.
Right.
You know, so I don't know, man. I'm already pretty good at using it without being seen. So,
Sophie, off camera, you said, off mic. So you said being on camera, you said it shouldn't be applied to millennials because y'all came up in the era of having to multitask.
That's why they crazy. Y'all out here running motherfuckers over.
No, I mean, I feel it. I don't know. It's like, obviously, for the greater good, I guess. It's a good law or whatever. Like, it's necessary to have. No, I mean, it's necessary to have. I just personally don't want to abide by it. Only because, like, I know that you can get all this Bluetooth, fancy, smanchy, what the fuck shit. But I personally, like, to look over, like... I don't know the distance between my actual steering wheel and my AC, whatever vent or whatever, where you have like your car clip mount. To me, looking over there, even for 1 second, to me is more distracting than having my phone like basically.
And that's
right
where I'm at with
hat.
It too.
And it's not like I literally be driving in my phone and I look up and I'm like, oh my God, I'm crashing into somebody. It's just kind of like a quick thing. Or like, if you want to like, you know,
oh my God.
Yeah. Like it's whatever. It's just kind of like, okay, I need to change a song or damn, like I have this on my queued things for coming up on Spotify, but damn, what if I don't want to fucking listen to that shit? You know, I want to listen to a different song, or I want to do this or whatever.
Yeah.
Plus, traffic in Atlanta.
That's
so
when Alexa
goddamn...
would come in place.
I'm sorry, I'm really about to go off for a second because traffic fucking blows me in Atlanta. I remember I was driving down Powers Ferry Road, literally for the strip of road. Like, if you're going maybe 40 miles per hour, you're probably like done in like 60 seconds, right? Mm. The entire strip, I was there for probably a smooth 15 minutes. I ate an entire bag of Chick-fil-A with the sauce out on my fucking lap, listening to a goddamn podcast, and I still was not at the damn light before I turned. So you're gonna tell me that I can't be entertaining myself on social media or whatever in the meantime? We are stopped in traffic.
Because you know why? Because the reason why that light is taking so long is taking you so long to get
no,
to that?
That's not why.
It's because people are on their phone.
No, you know, you know why? You know why? You know why the light is taking so long? Because in Georgia, they don't have the like little like signal things or whatever to like, you know, on like
sensors.
The sensors underneath the streets, like they do have like in LA and shit like that.
It depends on where you are,
but like on top of that, there's a lot of like caveats in traffic where you're like, okay. You want to go somewhere, but the way that this road is constructed or the turn is too damn sharp or like niggas are just like, I don't know. It's just like the way the traffic is, you can't really combat it no matter how the fucking roads are constructed. You can't get around it. I don't care if you do like, because they have, you know, kind of like grid streets in Atlanta, still traffic, even when they have regular roads that are not on a grid. If you're, you know, outside of the city or whatever, you're still fucking stuck in traffic. Like, you can't get around it. So it's like, if you are at a standstill at 5 o'clock, the sun is beating down on the right side of your fucking face. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, nigga, like, let me live. Like, if we are at a...
He's trying to. By like keeping you off the phone.
Oh my God. They could suck a dick. That's what they
Why
do.
Why they gotta suck dicks, though?
Because it's a hands-free law.
Nope.
And,
oh my God!
Okay.
I like that. That took a minute.
I know. I was like, oh, shit. Bars.
Don DeMarco.
I mean, I get the point of the law. I just feel like it's going to take my first stop to be like, okay.
Technology is going to catch up, though. Huh? I said technology is going to catch up. Like,
will my car catch up?
Well,
that's my question.
Like, if you want to get all this shit for me, if that comes with the law.
No. But what I'm saying is.
Your car going to force you to get it for you.
No, peep. Look, everything becomes a standard, right? Like, every car sold in America now has a backup camera. And there's something.
You can buy those, too.
Yeah, you can buy them. Yeah. You just say a backup camera and a screen. Every car is a standard.
Because niggas can't parallel park.
That too. People can't really drive. A lot of motherfuckers, especially in Atlanta, can't drive. But either way, technology becomes a standard after some time. BMW has this technology where it's all air gestures. So if you want to turn up the volume, you just do this shit right here. I know y'all can't see me. Or you turn it down.
I would do that shit on accident.
Like literally, you can just do whatever.
Oh, so you like...
Like motherfucking Minority Report. Yeah, like that type shit.
Yeah, but what if you like dancing in your car and shit? Yo, your shit gonna be going off.
Like, how motherfuckers like, where's my music turned down?
Right. Y'all done made me turn my damn music down. Look at you, you got damn it right.
What if your girl farted? Ooh. And you start doing this.
specific that shit would just though. Be
it's specific. But you know what else?
Really bumping the whip right. then?
Seven right. to 8 years, electric vehicles are going to be the norm. So Tesla is in trouble unless they corner the market.
Look.
But BMW, Jaguar got the I-Pace that they dropping. So at some point, hybrids, electric vehicles going to be the norm. And of course, with that comes the technology. So at some point, all of the cars on the road will be replaced with newer model cars.
Exactly. It's just part of, you know, evolution.
Just got to catch up. I don't have one yet, but I can't wait until I get one because there's just some shit they have that I need.
Until
I get a newer car that has, you know, more of the...
Weren't you talking about that you wanted a Tesla?
I am going to get a Tesla. Yeah, I'm saying.
That motherfucker crashing people and shit on auto drive.
But you don't have to...
You don't have to put it on auto drive.
$100 saved.
I was about to say, you're going to be saving up to you about 75. I thought you were joking, but you sounded serious.
No, I am serious. I am saving up for it.
Go ahead, bro.
I got a Tesla fund.
No, you can buy a used Tesla. You should buy a brand new. I know you... Yeah, you
even if you're buying a used one.
I do used. I don't buy new cars.
Of course.
I got a family. I can maybe save up. I ain't got no dependents.
You want a Tesla truck or the car?
There's a truck?
Yeah.
Wow. It's
dope.
The truck. Yeah,
it's dope. Doors open.
I'll need the truck.
Oh my God. That is so extra.
Yeah, that's just
it's dope.
Watch
it's dope. It's actually kind of
I'm not going to see because I'm not going to know you when you get this because it's going to be like 25 years from now.
I'm going to find you.
I'm going to tag you on Instagram.
Check out what I got, boy. You thought I was playing.
Have you ever seen one, though, Mike?
Yeah, I've seen them.
But I mean, like sit inside one?
No.
Be in it?
No, I'm not impressed by that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Look, I don't knock it. Like that's cool. That's y'all's thing. It's just, it's a car to me.
Nah,
it's
cool.
It gets from A to B. I told y'all before, if it was free, I would drive a big pink dick if it got me from A to B and it never broke down. I just don't care.
Going, huh?
I just don't care.
Wait, what'd you say?
Oh, he's coming and going.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, man. Be in and out, huh, Mike?
See?
Yo, no, you know the jokes would come.
For it.
The jokes,
it.
You had a
big for it.
Dick car.
Dick car.
I asked
yo,
for it.
You best believe you, the jokes would come.
The jokes would come, huh?
Yeah.
Exactly. I would care. Be like, yep, my car never breaks down.
You're a riding pun.
I mean, you see what I drive. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, neither do I. At all. Literally.
Your car's nice, though.
Yeah.
Well, you got to leave.
It's not a marriage.